Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And who knows whose turn it is.
Yeah, it's the best animated shows ever. So far.
There it is.
Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually. There you go, Troy. you almost made me skip it.
I almost made you skip it. Yeah, that's us. Hello, it's the best animated shows ever. We're here. It's Troy and MC. I don't know what's just happened to my brain. I have no, like, shoot, dude, how does our show go? There's a show called Food Wars, and we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're on episode three.
Yeah.
Episode three is The Chef That Doesn't Smile. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. I don't have any behind the scenes stuff. MC, did you play Battle Chef Brigade?
No.
I said we should play Battle Chef Brigade, and then I forgot about it and did not play Battle Chef Brigade. So, oops. I also haven't played Cooking Mama yet, but I'm going to do that before this episode comes out. So there's my behind the scenes thing is, hey, Cooking Mama on the Nintendo DS is a very fun, silly little cooking game. It's good stuff.
There's another cooking game, isn't there, on like Switch and stuff?
I mean, I'm sure there is. I believe there's a Cooking Mama coming out for Switch like next year.
Okay. But
there's a the restaurant one where it's like more restaurant management than cooking that I can't think. Order Up, is that what it's called? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's called Ready, Set, Make Some Food. I don't know what it's called, MC. I don't know. I don't have any behind-the-scenes stuff. I did not look up a single behind-the-scenes things for Food Wars. Ninja Boy did it for us for the first episode, and then I've just been like, la, 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 la. How are you?
I'm good. As you know, I've been playing No Man's Sky all day.
There's some cooking in that game, kind of.
I mean, you got to mix stuff together.
Its core, isn't that what cooking is?
I mean, maybe later today, I'll be playing Sky Factory 4. There's a lot of cooking in that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I've been playing Stardew Valley. There's some cooking in that, although we haven't done much of it yet because I think secretly my wife and I are very bad at Stardew Valley. Like, I think maybe we're not progressing at the rate that we should be in that game. But we have an adorable little farm. And we have four chickens and two cows, and I love them all very much.
Fair enough. There is one game that I am immensely happy with the cooking in, but I didn't do a lot of it. It's Breath of the Wild.
Yep, you do some good cooking in that. No recipe book in that game is one of the major downfalls of the cooking there. So you just throw some stuff in a pot and see what happens.
Well, I mean, the other way is to just look up recipes online.
Well, yeah, but that's like having a recipe book. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Let's see. Red Dead Redemption 2, I think, has some cooking in it. I don't know. I stopped playing that game. I didn't like it very much. I was really disappointed by Red Dead Redemption 2.
I'm still in the second chapter. I just stopped playing it because I'm like to do that. And I just forgot about it because all I was doing was going around hunting things so I could make all the bags. So I had all this room in my bag so I didn't have to go around hunting every time I ran out of space.
I feel like your video game nickname, if you had one, would be like AKA Side Quest MC or something like that. 'Cause you are there for the side quests.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I can set out a specific goal for myself in a game and get completely distracted by something else that has nothing to do with what I was trying to do.
Like nothing today, to do with, you know, progressing the video game at all.
like today in No Man's Sky, I set my goal for trying to earn money to get a freighter.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I ended up building up my base stuff and getting a scientist and all that sort of thing. Like,
you got side quested by your own side quest?
Yeah. Because everything was on the way to, and then I forgot to make money. It happens.
It does happen. You know who else forgets to make money? All of the characters going to the cooking school who aren't Soma, because none of them have ever served a customer, which we find out in episode 3 of Food Wars called, I forgot what it's called, The Chef Who Doesn't Smile? Yeah, The Chef That Doesn't Smile. Yeah. And we'll talk about that right after these messages.
Podcasters Assemble! Podcasters Assemble Season 2 is a hype/rewatch podcast that's reviewing every movie in the Star Wars Skywalker saga and a countdown to the release of Episode 9. As with Season 1, where we covered all of the films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we want to hear from you about your favorite things in the Star Wars films. You can submit audio for just one of the movies in the Skywalker saga, or you can send in an audio file for every single one. Talk about what you love about the film, your favorite like light side moment versus dark side moment, or your favorite music cue, your favorite quote, or your favorite ship or vehicle in the movie. If you go to probablywork.com and look for Podcasters Assemble, you'll find these instructions as well as a link on where to go to submit your audio. In order to make sure we have time to edit everything, we're looking for you to submit your audio a couple days before. So the deadline for the first episode is going to be October 20th. And then it's weekly after that. So for episode 2, it's October 27th and so on from there. Again, you can find the schedule and all of this information at probablywork.com. Whether you're a podcaster, a YouTuber, a streamer, or just a fan of Star Wars, we want to hear from you. So head to probablywork.com or look up at Casters Assemble on Twitter and share your thoughts about Star Wars.
We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All of that's basesfcast. The email's at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are. Which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search BaseSFcast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes. But on YouTube, I was going to say, but in video format. But it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos. Anyway, search BaseSFcast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button. It's just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean. And we're back.
We are back. Episode 3 is still part of the introduction arc. I found out that the introduction arc is like 7 episodes long or something like that. So we are not getting nearly the full episode here. I was going to tell you when it came out, but apparently the Shokugeki no Soma fandom.com wiki doesn't think that that's important. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. April 17th, 2015 is when this episode came out. And it starts in a quiet little mountain town.
Yeah, we get to see some of the backstory for a character who is introduced in this episode, Megumi.
Megumi.
Yeah,
Megumi. She's great. I'm so in favor of her in every way.
We get to see this really loving, wholesome thing, this country town. It's obvious her friends and family have shown up to send her off to go to this cooking stool.
And they're like, you'll be great because you make the best food we've ever had. And she's like, aw, thanks, everybody. And it's really sweet and wholesome.
And then we find out that she has the bottommost passing score that you can get to get into this school. And she's about to fail out.
She is like on the cusp of no longer being a student. Her little send-off reminded me a lot of Hamilton, which is a weird place to go. But it reminded me of the part of the intro where they're like, we took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education. Don't forget to get your education. Don't forget from where you came from. It reminded me of Hamilton where I'm like, oh, the whole community's like, this is like standing up around this one little girl and helping her on her way, just like Hamilton, except a little boy, not a little girl.
Yeah.
And so then we go to the graduation ceremony thing.
Well, we first get the title sequence, but then we get assembly.
Pause.
It's definitely an assembly.
Pause. You've watched more of this show than I have.
Yeah.
You probably know most of these characters.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a picture. I almost said Jackie and Laurie you again. I can't use that phrase. It doesn't mean anything to me because I haven't watched the Jackie and Laurie show. I need you to tell me about one of the characters on the title screen who looks totally BA. Also, yes. What?
The last message you sent me.
Yeah. Okay, I need you to describe this character and then tell me what she's about.
Meat.
She's about meat?
Yeah.
Perfect. So it's a girl. She's got, everybody else is wearing school uniforms, and she's just wearing like a skirt and a button up and boots and like freaking combat knife struck to her thighs.
Yeah. She's all about meat.
Does she like go out and hunt her own food and stuff?
I'm not sure if that's a thing, but she definitely is all about like prime cuts and actual meat.
She seems like she would be a cool character. There's a lot of interesting characters on this screen. There's a really, really big guy next to a blonde guy. We meet them at the end of this episode. There's Erina, of course. There's a person who I assume is the naked chef because it appears they're only wearing an apron.
Probably, yes.
A lot of interesting characters on this show. We haven't met most of them yet.
There's two characters who you see in this assembly.
Mm-hmm.
You get a quick glimpse of them. It's a short guy with glasses and the guy with sort of dark red hair and he doesn't appear to have any eyes.
Right. Yes. I remember seeing him.
You see them. You don't really hear that. They don't really stand out all that much in this assembly, but then they become like more main characters later on.
This is kind of cool that they're just peppered in here at the beginning.
Yeah.
So the assembly is the Don, Erina's grandpa, telling everybody like, hey, most of you are going to fail. So good job getting this far, but you're still screwed. You've made it to high school. Basically, they've been in the middle school version of this, cooking academy. And now they're transferring into the high school version. And we see Megumi and she's all freaked out that because she's like, I'm first on the chopping block. I know I'm never going to make it. What are some other cooking metaphors we can use for she's doing bad? I'm about to spoil.
About to fall out of the pan.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I don't really know many cooking puns, but essentially in this scene, we get introduced to a bunch of characters. We don't really get to know any of them. The main thing that we get here is the principal telling everyone they're probably going to fail. Megumi not really feeling confident. And
Erina?
Erina. She is just so confident. And she's
off to the side.
Yeah, and she's like the prefect or something for the year, and she's essentially like, oh, at least I don't have to deal with that Soma character anymore.
But she's also thinking about the other students, like, listen, it's really great that you got here, but it's a darn shame you were born the same year as me, because for your entire life you've been fated to do nothing but fail so that I can step on your corpse on my way to greatness. And he's like, whoa, Erina.
Yeah, she's
tone
like,
it down a notch.
The best that you the rest of the class can hope for is second best, because I'm going to be number one. And
then
that's
and then
her whole attitude.
The grandpa's like, oh, we do have one transfer student that I want to introduce y'all to. His name is Soma. And she's like, what? He must have passed some other one, somebody else's trading class or something. What the heck?
Yeah. And essentially, he does a speech where he's like, hey, this is just a stepping stone for me. I don't really plan to be here. I wasn't really planning on being here. But now that I'm here, I'm going to be number one.
I may as well take first place. Oh, God. Listen, MC, this show's kind of fun. I hate Soma. He's such a dick. He's so... But
he's, like, he says it, like, it's not arrogant.
I mean, it is supremely arrogant.
No, but the way that he says it isn't arrogant. It's like very he's stating fact.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm going to become number one.
I mean,
and it's so arrogant that everyone else is like throwing shit at him.
Yeah,
and like
it's, he starts a
him.
Riot and in this assembly.
He's just like innocently walking off and he's like, well, wasn't that great? I'm not really good at speeches to Erina.
He's like, high five, Erina. And she punches him in the balls. Like, she's like, fuck, screw you. Oops. I almost said the bad word. I said the first three letters of the bad word. Does that count? I don't want to beat myself. It's fine. Then we get a flashback to all the creepy angel versions of Soma trying to rape Erina, because you got to have that in there. That's just nasty.
And
can't forget that this show's gross.
We also get like her grandfather's eavesdropping on the two of them and just laughing at the competition that's going on between them. And then
Grandpa's up to some stuff. Papa Chef he's planning something.
And then, or as all the other students are walking back to the class or whatever, a couple of girls are just like, hey, we'll give it our best shot, right, Megumi? And they turn around and she's just not there.
Yeah. She's instead freaking out somewhere, like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me? I'm so bad at stuff and I'm going to be in trouble.
And she's like, I'll just keep my head down and I won't get into any trouble. I won't be like that new guy. And
yeah,
then,
she's like, I got to stay as far away from him as possible.
And then as soon as she gets to class, she's paired up with him for their practical exam.
Yep. And this is French cooking class this time.
Yep. And so what happens is she's freaking out and she just wants to keep a low profile. So Sam is just like, let's just do our best. Come on. We can do this. We're going to pass this test. And then it comes in and Roland Chappelle.
Yeah.
The French cuisine lead. He is the chef who never smiles. And essentially, if you don't get an A in his class, you get a failing grade. You get an
A. Man. That does not seem ethical to me. I'm not sure about that. Whoa, that's a big mug, MC. Holy smokes. Y'all, MC just took a sip of beer out of a mug that's literally bigger than his face. Jeepers. It's so big.
So you were there in my stream when I was like, be right back.
Uh-huh.
Someone's calling for me.
I believe so.
Yeah. And then I came back and I said, I got a gift of beer.
That was the gift of beer?
It was a half liter beer in this cup.
That cup is so big. It's literally, hold it up next to your face. I'm going to take a screenshot of your dumb face next to the dumb mug. Look at that. It's so big. Okay, I got it. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but I've got it.
It's supposed to be a really tough culinary school. I don't see anything wrong with this practice that he has, but essentially it comes down to last year, 18 students or something failed out of his course, and 50 students got an E rating or something. And
right, but like that's just, I don't know. It seems a little harsh for one class to be graded that way. I don't know. But everybody's like, oh, he's the chef that doesn't smile. Everybody knows that. He's so strict. And he wants him to make some beef stew.
Yeah, essentially.
And the beef has to simmer for like an hour almost. And so it takes a long time and they only have 2 hours to make it. And just when theirs is almost done, Soma's like, blah, 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 blah. I've never made this dish before. Should be fun. And they're doing okay. And then Megumi gets ready to plate it and some snickering Jagoffs who are standing behind them.
I want to point out, she's doing all the work at this point, and Soma's walked off to investigate the recipe and everything.
And the spice rack, and he's like, there's like 1,000 spices.
Yeah, and he's just like calling out to her, and everyone's like staring at him and giving him like evil eyes. And she's doing all the work. And
you know, that's a good point.
And she's freaking out over this, like, stew. And then when he's like, oh, 1,000 spices, she, like, calms down and she relaxes. And she's, like, going about the business. And the two guys, they do something to their dish.
Yeah.
And Soma sees the pot and he's like, hey, did you take the lid off? And she's like, no, it still needs to simmer for 20 more minutes. And then when they take the lid off, it's been doused in salt.
So much salt. And they're like, well, we're ruined. And Megumi freaks out again and she's like, oh, I'm gonna fail and I'm the shame of my family and my hometown and blah 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 blah. And someone's like, hey, you know what, there's something really important for us to remember here. We're not just students, we're chefs. And when you're a chef, no matter what happens, the food has to go out. And so he like starts grabbing ingredients and stuff and he's like, we're still gonna make a meal.
Yeah, and what happens is they just start cooking, and he goes into cooking mode. He takes his thing off his wrist and ties it around his head, and he's like chopping it's up like, all the veggies and everything.
It's like Goku dropping his shirt off.
Yeah.
It turns out that thing on his wrist was holding him back. As soon as he puts it around his head, this thing is weighted, and so when I take it off, then I can cook 10 times better.
And the jerks are like snickering about how they've ruined their chances of getting through.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're serving up their dish to the teacher.
Yep. They're like, we're ready. Come taste it.
And he's like, he tests it and he's like, huh? Because he knows that they had something happen to their dish. And he's like, it's still all springy and stuff. And that's when Soma reveals that he used honey to tenderize the meat.
Right. And he's like, yeah, it helps tenderize it. Go on, you should taste it. And so she tastes it. And I know you've been thinking, wow, this show hasn't been creepy and awful for a while. But don't worry, because as soon as she tastes it, we see her transported to a magical land where she's flying naked over a forest. And then a bunch of bees with Soma's face come and pour honey all over her naked body.
I mean, it's a little pervy, yeah.
It's not as pervy as other things we've seen, but it's still, she's being drenched in fluids while going, ah, ah, ah.
The best bit about this is the chef who never smiles pops up out of the honey and he's
her vision. With a big grin on his face.
Yeah.
That's true. That part, like, that kind of undercuts the perviness of it in a really delightful way.
Yeah. And everyone in the class is shocked that the chef's smiling, and he's like, I'm giving you an A, but really, if I could, I'd give you a higher mark.
Now, and I am a little flustered by this, because they did not follow the brief. They've made a different recipe. Shouldn't that be, like, cheating?
Technically, no.
It seems like it's cheating.
They made what he asked for, just not in the style, not in the way that he asked for it to be made.
I think the reason
they had a mistake.
The reason it bothers me is because he put the recipe on the board. If he didn't put the recipe on the board and said, I would like you to make your beef, whatever it is, then sure. But when the recipe is on the board, he should follow the recipe.
No, well, half the other students didn't even look at the recipe. They just started cooking.
I guess that's true. So maybe I'm putting more stock in the fact that the recipe's there than this school actually puts.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. She's like, how did you learn to do that? And he's like, well, I read a cooking book once that pineapple could tenderize meat, but I was a kid and couldn't go get pineapple, so I just started dumping random stuff on meat to see what happened, and it turns out that honey tenderized it too.
In the Japanese version, it's like, why would you get a whole pineapple?
Oh. When you could just use a little bit of honey?
Yeah, and it has a better shelf life.
Yeah, he mentions that too, that like it lasts forever, it's easy to use, so just dump some honey on there. It's great.
And then the guys who kind of screwed them over, because they've been distracted by the chef getting a very happy meal, burn their stuff. And
yeah, they do.
And they get the E instead.
Stupid dummies. Karma. I don't like them.
Karma. Oh, yeah, and they also spill their own salt onto the meat at the same time.
No, I think that was them looking at Soma's meat. I don't think they spilled. Do they?
No. Maybe. Yeah, yeah, they dropped their salt shakers straight into their dish.
Well, it was already ruined, so I don't even care. And then we see the two guys that I mentioned from the intro, the big dude and then the blonde dude, and they're like, man, I wish we were in the class with that new guy. I'd really like to kick his ass, brother. And so, yeah. Not like in a Hulk Hogan type way did he say brother. Like, no, it's actually his actual brother. Like brother. He's the brother. Like,
they're Italian, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We speak very good Japanese. And then the show ends without anything pervy happening at all.
Untrue. I know what you're talking about. There's honey pickled tentacles and an almost duplicate scene of peanut butter tentacles is...
Uh-huh. Soma's like, hey, Megumi, it was really fun cooking with you today. Would you like to try one of my new recipes?
Yes.
And then it's another tentacle porn scene.
Yeah.
And then the episode ends. just with a quick... Quick little tentacle part before we end things.
And credits roll, and there's a whole bunch of naked people.
Yep, you gotta see all them naked people loving on food. Oh, man. So there it is. That is Food Wars, which means we've just got a couple things to do left. First of all, I guess we'll check for voicemails and messages and see if we have any messages.
Yes. We should do that.
This is where you should all imagine the mail song from Blue's Clues. The song that we can't use, but I'm going to keep pretending that it's our theme song. Okay, let's all just imagine together.
Yeah. Everyone get ready. Do the dance.
Hey there, friends. It's Troy here. No MC today on the messages segment. We ran into some scheduling difficulties. So it'll just be me for today. That's okay, right? We can hang out and check the messages together. And it looks like we've got one message in our voicemail box, and it's from Tyler.
Hey, Troy and MC, it's Tyler. So, Food Wars. I really like anime, but one thing in anime that bothers me is when women are just constantly sexualized and like not treated like people, and especially like teenagers, like teenage girls. That's annoying. But like, I really like the concept of like visualizing people's like sensual reactions to eating food. You know, people eat something and they're like, oh, this is orgasmic. Like, seeing that take physical manifestations is really funny. So I think if you got rid of all the up the skirt shots, all the boob jiggling outside of the dreams, and tell me these characters are like in their 20s, I would be all over this show. But it doesn't. So I think you should really watch Attack on Titan because they don't do this to women. They treat them like people. Bye.
Tyler, I think that's a... Well, listen, I agree with you. And I feel like I need to take the other side because I agree with you so violently about like the sexualization of folks in anime and specifically of underage folks. So here's potentially the argument you can make for Food Wars. There is not anything sexual actually happening. I think that's the argument that you could make. It's all in people's heads. It's just their like it's their impression of how they feel based on the food that they're eating. But it's still not my cup of tea. It's still a little too graphic for me, and especially, like you said, considering that a lot of these characters are kids, it's really weird to see them in any kind of sexual imagery, even if you're like, oh, but it's imagination! Because it's still, you're still seeing it. Somebody still made it, and that's, it's just a little bit weird. So yeah, and Attack on Titan, we'll have to put that one on the list. The other piece of feedback that I want to get you here is a message from Reddit. I posted to the Food Wars subreddit hoping we might get some feedback there. And we didn't get quite what I was looking for. The person who responded is not a fan of our show, it turns out. So I just want to let you know a little bit about what they had to say here. Pulling the car over to a stop here. So this is from a lone dark soul who listened to several episodes of our show and just decided that Best Animated Shows wasn't for them. Like, this is not, they don't like our podcast very much, which is totally fine. They particularly don't like me very much, which is fine. But I wanted to call out one comment that they said in here that I think is kind of interesting. They said he should not review shows that he categorically finds distasteful, is what he said regarding me, presumably in regards to the first episode of Food Wars, which is what was out at the time. And my response to that, what I want to say is that that kind of goes against the whole mission statement of this show. Like, this show is MC and I getting together and watching cartoons and seeing if we like them or not and rating them based on whether we like them or not. And, yeah, there are things in Food Wars that I found distasteful. I didn't know that going in. If I knew that going in, I might have suggested to MC that this maybe isn't going to be the best one for us to review. But I probably wouldn't have absolutely abolished it because I think that there's value there. There's value in looking at something that you might not like. This is not a show that strives exclusively to be positive. In life in general, I try to be mostly positive. But this show allows for criticisms. And honestly, what I want to kind of wrap up that thought with, I'm glad that I watched this show because even though the sexual imagery is stuff that probably pushes me away from it, I'm probably not going to watch more of this show based on that. I ended up really liking this show. I ended up liking it a lot more than I thought it would. And I think that's an interesting thing to find out about something that that I did have that pushback against right off the bat. So, Alone Dark Soul, I appreciate you checking out our show. I'm guessing you're not listening, which is totally fine. If this isn't for you, that there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I think that the Best Animated Shows Ever so far will continue to look at all kinds of shows. Some of them will be ones MC likes, some will be some I like, some we'll both like, and some we might both dislike. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And then we will rate them categorically to figure out the best show of all time. And we're just two guys, but if you disagree with our rankings, then you're wrong, because this is the definitive ranking of every animated show ever so far. And with that, I'll pass it back to MC and Troy of the Past to rank Food Wars.
All right, MC, it's time to do it. Listen, this is going to be an interesting one. It is time to put Food Wars on the big list. MC just stood up. He's taking this seriously. He's not gonna let me put this below Legend of Zelda. He's serious.
No,
about Food
I'm
Wars.
Not.
MC, I need you to start with where you want to put this on the list, because I've been probably harsher on Food Wars than is entirely necessary. I'll admit that. So right now, let me run through the list real quick. We've got the best show ever so far is Batman the Animated Series, followed by My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball, Gargoyles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Castlevania, Pokemon Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World, Mob Psycho 100, Miraculous, Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, Dungeons and Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, Biker Mice from Mars, and the worst show ever so far is The Legend of Zelda. I think let's do the close comparisons first. I think the two shows we can compare this to most are My Hero Academia and Restaurant to Another World.
Yes. Yeah.
My Hero Academia, how are you feeling?
I definitely below that. I reckon it's above Mob Psycho, but right below Restaurant to Another World.
Okay. So let me take a look here. Above Mob Psycho, that would put it in the number 9 spot. It would be above Mob Psycho, Miraculous, D&D, SpongeBob, Biker Mice from Mars, and Zelda. Did I like this more than Mob Psycho? I think that's a good placement, MC. I honestly don't know that I can say I like this more than Mob Psycho, but I think I would put this right next to Mob Psycho one way or the other.
I'm trying to think about it. And really, I think it's on par with Restaurant to Another World, not just because they're both food-based ones, but I think because of the little bit of like the hentai sort of artwork that seeps its way into Food Wars, I think that drops it down a little bit. Because it's a bit more adult than a lot of the shows that we've been watching lately.
That's true. And it's interesting because, like, we talked about with Restaurant to Another World that it's a show without violence, which is rare in cartoons. And this is a show that doesn't need to have violence, but it's like somebody wrote the script and was like, here's a nice, sweet show about people competing in food competitions, but there's no violence in it. So to amp things up, let's just put in some sexual violence instead. And it's like, why did you do that? This was fine. It's a little weird. I'm okay with that. If you think it's right around Restaurant to Another World and I think it's right around Mob Psycho 100, I think it makes sense to put it right between the two.
Yeah.
Food Wars goes into the list at the number 9 slot. Which means it is time to pick the next show.
Well, I think the first show should be
Attack on Titan.
That was weird. I heard some static or something there, but I heard Attack on Titan, I'll put Attack on Titan on the list. Fine. And I'm going to go with
Attack on Titan.
So we'll put Attack on Titan on the list again?
Yeah, no, that sounds right.
Okay. Huh. Okay, go ahead.
I think my next show is going to be
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Okay. Well, I want to do something a little bit different for our next show, so I think I want to put on
Attack on Titan, y'all.
Yeah. Attack on Titan. I've got the list ready here, so MC, if you can grab a dice, we're going to be rolling between number 1, Attack on Titan, number 2, Attack on Titan, number 3, Attack on Titan, and number 4, Attack on Titan.
And I rolled a 3. So we'll be doing Attack on Titan.
Excellent. So Attack on Titan will be our next show that we cover here on the best animated shows ever so far. Let's see. Attack on Titan, episode 1 is called To You, 2,000 Years in the Future, or The Fall of Shiganshina. Shiganshina? I don't know how to say it.
I'm not gonna do much better, so
let's just call it To You 2,000 Years from Now or The Fall. I don't think that works, because I think there's probably other episodes of Attack on Titan that are called The Fall of something. That'll be next time on the best animated shows ever .. so far. And we don't end the episode like that. I don't know why I always want to like do a real ending, because I forget that that's not how we don't MC don't end it that way. Instead, MC, what is the worst flavor combination you've ever made and enjoyed?
Okay.
Or just a recent, like, bad pairing of food you've done. No, I'll give you an example. Pepperoni quesadillas. My wife made pepperoni quesadillas the other day. She's pregnant. Forgive her. She made pepperoni quesadillas the other day. You know what? Not bad. It's like a pizza, but wrapped up in a tortilla.
I think mine's going to have to be something to do with pickles or gherkins.
What's a gherkin?
They're small. They're like baby zucchinis that have been pickled.
Oh, okay.
Or baby cucumbers. Essentially, it's the same as a pickle, but they're small.
Okay. And what did you pair this with?
Well, multiple things over the years, because I love everything pickled. So much so that from the ages of 10 to 12, my nickname was Pickles.
Well, there it is. That's the end of the episode.
No.
Because we'll be back next time to talk about another show with your host, Troy, and Pickles.
I gotta say it. Pickled onion, okay. I reckon. I'm not really happy about mentioning this, but okay. Honey and peanut butter.
That's food crimes. That's food crimes. This has been your weekly dose of food crimes.
You know what's really bad? It's because like you get like the tanginess from the pickles and the sweetness from the honey, and then there's like the savory flavor of the peanut butter. Sometimes it just seems to work.
No.
Yeah.
You
asked for the like the most disgusting thing that I've tried that I actually enjoyed, and then that's it.
And I regret this decision, MC. Okay, bye. It's gross. Ew.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast. Or email us at basesfcast@gmail.com. That's BASESFCAST. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.